Barnaby Dow doesn't work out of Oso, which is in neighboring Snohomish County. In fact, he hasn't spent a single shift at the site of the slide, but it's consumed him from the moment it happened just over a month ago. He says it took a while for the scale of the Oso disaster to sink in for people, and now it's taking a while for the scale of the job ahead to sink in.
We're moving from what we call the response phase into the recovery phase, where people, reuniting people with their belongings, trying to identify the missing, trying to recover the deceased.
Dow says it's not just about digging. Care is needed because Oso is also a burial site.
It's a painstaking effort that's going to take. It's a lot. They're doing it. They've carved it up by parcel based on the planning and zoning maps that they have, and they're going through it systematically from where the slide ended up into these zones where these lots are. So it's going to take a while.
The aerial pictures, the thumbnails on the internet don't really do justice to the slide. Dow says university seismologists have released a report on Oso that strains belief. The slide rolled in like a freight train at highway speeds.
The total amount of that slide, it was equal to the metric tonnage that went into building the Hoover Dam times two. So that's an enormous amount of soil and vegetation that was moved as a result of the slide.
And this happened in a matter of minutes.
Really in a matter of, seconds, really. The scientists that are involved in looking back at this event say that the total, this massive slide as it moved through across the river and through the populated area was probably moving somewhere around 60 miles an hour. And I find that amazing, considering that this thing was anywhere from 30 to 70 feet deep when it did that.
Once emergency managers absorbed the scale of the disaster, Dow says it was a quick ramp up into action. His first job was to help set up a joint information center in Arlington, which is next door to Oso. Up to a dozen public information officers a day were detailed to the center to manage the crush of worldwide media that descended on the site. But Dow's responsibilities don't just involve the press.
My job is to coordinate the assets and the people that are available within King County and our 39 cities and all the different little fire halls and fire mobilization units and search and rescue units and sheriff's offices that we have in those. And it's kind of like being in air traffic control. Your job is to get a list together based on experience and expertise, line up suggested teams, and send them through the Emergency Operations Center, where they will select and then send out people to the field.
Dow was in Sitka a little over a week before President Obama's scheduled visit to Oso on a stopover at the beginning of his Asian tour. A presidential visit brings unimaginable headaches for emergency managers. But Dow says it's an important time as media attention wanes on Oso and the heavy lifting of recovery could last a year.
A month after is symbolic and I think helpful and appropriate for a national leader to appear. I can't imagine what it's like to try and decide when to go and not to go to a major event. But the public has an expectation for after a major disaster for the commander-in-chief, some people say the comforter-in-chief, to report and offer solace to the community.
Dow's visit to Sitka was welcome relief. He says the emergency management system builds in time and resources for people to decompress. There may not be another Oso, but the next disaster could roll in at any time.
We've had 13 presidentially declared disasters in King County alone, but they're usually floods or a severe storm of some type. And frankly, we're geared up for that. We know what to do. We have volunteers on the ground. We have people who know the drill when a bad thing happens. The utility companies know where to go and what to do. This slide is unprecedented, and it is probably going to go down in the books as one of the worst disasters in Washington state history.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.